Hello and welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm Jameer Howerton. Browns fans, the 2013 team roster has been released, and as head coach Rob Chudzinski mentioned to members of the media this evening, this is what the roster will look like as of August 31st, but it may change September 8th.
Good afternoon. I guess it's good evening. Thanks for coming. I know you all have received the list of our releases by now and the current status of our 53-man roster. A couple key points I'd like to go into to start out with. Number one, our roster is fluid at this point, and we'll continue to look at and evaluate and update the roster over the course of the next few days. This is our August 31st roster, not necessarily our September 8th roster. Secondly, our approach to keep was to keep the best players at this particular time at this cutdown. We'll address more specifics at each position in the next few days as well. An example of that would be kicker, and I'll get into that in a little bit. As far as the players that we released, I'd like to again reiterate, as I've mentioned before, I appreciate all the hard work that they've done and everything that they've put into this. A lot of these are extremely tough decisions, close calls, close situations that came down to it. At the end of the day, we did what we felt was in the best interest of the team in building a team for sustainable success. As far as the team's concerned, we'll have a light workout tomorrow, and then on Monday we'll have a practice, and that practice will be geared towards Miami, and then we'll get into our normal work week from there. Again, I'm excited to get to move on and get started with the season and get ready for the opener. And the injuries, I'll give you an update on Wednesday for injuries.
Take questions now.
What we're going to do, we had a chance to – we gauged all the practices. We gauged the preseason games, and weren't completely satisfied. From a timing standpoint, keeping some other guys at other positions on the roster at this point and being flexible in that way, we felt like was the best move at this particular time. And what we'll do is we'll continue to look at we haven't closed the door completely on the kickers that we had. We have some possibilities, and we may work some guys out in the next few days. We'll have a kicker within the next few days.
Plenty of veterans out there, Chud Kunda, for example.
There's a number of veterans out there, and we may work some of those guys out over the course of the next few days, and then evaluate the situation overall and make a decision. And we'll have a kicker within the next few days. I'm not concerned.
I know you'll have a kicker, but is it unsettling at all that you've gone through the whole camp and all preseason, and you're going to have probably somebody new?
It's not. In places I've been before, in situations I've been before, we've had different kickers throughout the course of the season. It's probably the one position where a guy can come in, and it's unique in that way that there's not a lot of interaction with teammates and getting to learn systems and all those type of things. It's pretty much a individualized skill. I'm not concerned about it. I feel like between the pool that's there and the guys that have been here, we'll find the guy that we need.
Is there any chance of Lanning doing both?
No, although he did a nice job the other night, it's good to know that he's a possible backup, but I would not expect that to be the case.
Did you say the timing of Shane Graham specifically since Bogota was hurt? What do you mean?
The timing in terms of right now the roster of some other positions, able to keep some other positions and some guys at some other positions to give them some flexibility there at other positions while we, over the course of the next few days, get a chance to evaluate and make the decision on the kicker.
So not the timing on his kicking?
No, not from a kicker standpoint, more from the other positions.
With the Gordon situation, are you looking extra hard at receivers on the?
Yeah, I mean, all the positions right now we're evaluating as the waivers are coming out and looking at all the different positions, and like I said, the roster's fluid right now at all positions over the course of the next few days.
One go into the thinking on David Nelson and why, after waiting this long for him, why didn't you think you could wait longer?
Well, you know, I think that the biggest thing was, you know, the other guys and what they were able to do. And, you know, you saw a guy like Josh Cooper really improve and a number of the guys there that were making plays and the production that they had.
Do you feel he's healthy?
He looked healthy, and from everything, all indications, he said he's healthy. And, you know, obviously he got to play the other night and got a lot of reps in the other night.
When you looked at your running back situation, you know, Brandon with the 1.5, is that a position that you think that you might want to answer?
Yeah, again, I think we'll look at them all, and really, I think the flexibility that we have is to look at any position and have the ability to be able to add at any position. And so that's one of the things we wanted. And, that you know, we're open to doing that over the course of the next couple of days, depending on who's out there. And that's really what it boils down to, is making those evaluations of the guys that are available.
19, 10 offensive linemen, I think.
I'm sorry?
How many offensive linemen?
Right now, we have 12.
Isn't it a little top heavy?
It's a little heavy. You know, as far as the O-line and the D-line, those are such important positions as you're going into the course of the season. And in my experiences, you know, those are the areas when you have injuries that can derail you the quickest. So, you know, being a little bit heavy there isn't a problem.
Did you feel handcuffed at all because Jason and Sean, you thought you had to keep them, but, you know, they won't play for whatever, 1-2 weeks?
Well, I mean, those are guys that we want to keep for sure. And so you do have to have some answers in the meantime. So, you know, that's obviously played into it.
How much of a box is this Pinkston-Laval situation that put you in? Kept some of the real young three rookie linemen, I think. What are your thoughts about how you're going to approach that going forward?
Well, you know, I think that one of the things with injuries that comes out of that is you find out you can be pretty resourceful. And so a guy like O'Neal Cousins, you know, who normally you wouldn't have played a guard, all you know, he plays a guard and actually he's doing a good job. So, you know, you never know how things come out, but – I think that the biggest thing is that the guys have the expectations that we'll have an answer and that somebody needs to step up and somebody will step up, and that's the expectations that we've created.
What is the latest on either on both LaValle and Mason? Are they on track to be back early in the season, or, you know, what is the time to get back in a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, they're on track. I'll get into more of that on Wednesday, you know, with everybody. I don't want to get off and start talking about all. You know, I'll give more of an update on Wednesday on where everybody's at.
Go ahead.
On Jamori Slaughter, was this just a function of, you know, you're going to feel very much in practice?
Yeah, you know, I think some of those decisions we'll make with the practice squad. There's certainly a number of guys that would be potential guys for that. As far as Jamoris himself, he did miss a lot of time, and we had some other guys that had played well at that position as well. Yeah, Josh really did. He came out of nowhere, and if you just thinking back into the spring and seeing him then and how much. Progress he's made since the spring. He's really come a long way and done a nice job and gotten to the point where we trust him. And, you know, he's gone into games and in the preseason and shown very well.
Do you need more than four corners to open the season, or is that enough?
You know, at this point, when you have guys and you have healthy guys, the roster is in flux at all points during the season. So, you know, I think where we're at, we have, you know, healthy guys and we'll keep an eye out on what's going on and be flexible enough that we can make moves if we want to.
What do you know about Hazel and Martin? Have you kept those guys?
Yeah, we like their pass rushing ability as outside backers. They have flexibility to play defensive end as well in some of the sub situations. And, you know, again, up front, having the guys up front as a starting point and being a little bit heavy there, I'm not concerned with. And, again, we'll continue to monitor you know, we have some flexibility with different positions, and we'll monitor that, and it'll be a fluid situation there too.
You now have three quarterbacks over the age of 27. It's kind of unusual. What went into that thinking? Some teams are going to two. You don't have a developmental guy, so explain keeping three.
Yeah, you can go with the two option, and, you know, I've seen that. That can get a little bit dicey. If you do have an injury, especially, you've lost a lot of time where a new guy coming in doesn't have the time to be able to learn. So, you know, I feel good about these three guys, you know, and I've mentioned before the progress that they've all made and getting to the point where I'm very comfortable with all of them. And, you know, I think that having a quarterback and making sure that you have multiple quarterbacks that can play for you if you do encounter injuries and those type of things is critical.
Time for just a couple more.
Can you talk about,
you had, I think, five undrafted free agents? That's kind of high. You know,
like,
is that a tribute to the scouting department finding those guys?
Yeah, a tribute to the scouting department. I think it's a tribute to their attitudes coming in to come in and make a team, not just be, you know, on a team and happy at the end of the time. But they've worked hard. And, you know, again, it's we wanted to – give the kind or have the type of environment where guys could earn it, and you know these guys showed that.
How about an overview? You know, you got the 53 for now, to change a little bit, but you got your guys for the most part. How good of a roster is this?
Yeah, I'm happy with what we've done and what we've been able to put together. I'm happy with the direction that we're going. Again, you know, we're building for sustainable success, and, you know, that's a process of doing that. And we're just excited about getting into the season now and getting a chance to go play some teams and do this thing. And I know that the team feels that way as well.
With the season-ending injuries to Montero and Deion, do you think Trent's workload's going to be even greater than you originally planned?
You know, I think that remains to be seen. We want Trent to be able to play as much as possible. And, you know, we still have confidence in the guys that are on the roster with OB and, you know, with Brandon and them being able to come in and play in different situations and give Trent a break and keep him fresh. And that's the biggest thing. It's a long season. It's 16 games. There's a lot of carries to be had. You know, so it's a matter of having a plan for that and keeping a running back, and particularly in this case, Trent, fresh and at his best.
Who's your starting right cornerback?
Right now it will be Buster Skrine. And again, Chris Owens has done a really good job this camp. And, you know, we feel like we have two guys that we can play, alternate, you know, get in, obviously as much as people are in sub personnel right now, you need three anyhow. So, both those guys are going to be big parts of what we do.